Coach is filmed before studio audience.
Congratulations. It's not every man your age who qualifies for a premium non-smoking life insurance policy.
Great. So, are we done?
Just about. Just let me make sure you've signed everything. Why are you in a hurry?
Well, I only like to spend so many hours a day thinking about my death, and then, you know, I like to think about something else.
I hate discussing it. Life insurance shouldn't make you uncomfortable. It should give you peace of mind. Oh, you'll get your son if both of you perish simultaneously.
Excuse me?
You haven't named who'll care for Timothy if you both die at once.
Well, we've never considered that.
Come on, what are the chances of that happening?
Statistically, higher than you think. You could both be in a car wreck or a plane crash. Or there could be a fire, a gas explosion, carbon monoxide poisoning. One of you could be drowning. Pull the other one in. You could both be murdered.
Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right. Jeez.
I don't know who we'd pick.
We have to decide this right now?
No. You can call me. But something that you really should decide on soon.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
Oh, I see you have a pool. Did I mention drowning?
Yeah, you did. You had one of us going under, pulling the other one in. It was a terrible tragedy. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, that was fun. Hey, you want to have some more fun? Why don't we run to the cemetery and pick out a couple of plots?
This. We have to choose a guardian for Timothy.
Oh, I don't want to think any more about dying tonight.
I don't either, but what if something were to happen to both of us?
No problem. You see me drowning, I reach out for help, you turn around and walk the other way.
Come on, Hayden, I'm serious. I don't know if we have someone. My parents are both too old, and I don't think it's fair to ask Kelly at this point in her life.
Well, how about Beth?
Your ex-wife? I don't think so. What about our friends?
Well, Luther's my closest friend in the whole wide world. Let's see a show of hands for that.
Dauber's in the same boat as Kelly. Well, there's Howard and Shirley.
Oh, come on. I thought we were being serious.
Well, no, wait. Now think about it, Hayden. They're married, they're stable, they're kind, and you know they're reliable.
Howard and Shirley Burley?
All right, then. You tell me another couple we can name as guardians of our son.
How about the people next door?
We don't know them.
We know some things about them. They keep their lawn up. They like to barbecue. Come on, let's extend an olive branch and see where it goes. I don't want the Burleys. I don't want them, huh?
Well, I don't want the neighbors.
Jeez, how the heck did we end up with no family and such useless friends?
Because you didn't want to socialize.
Oh, now it's my fault.
Well, let's face it, Hayden, you never did like people very much. You were never close to anybody. When I met you, you were living in a cabin in the woods.
Well, you were supposed to take me out of that, Christine. The woman is supposed to change the man. The one thing you were supposed to do, and you didn't. I think it's your fault, Christine.
Hayden, I think that Howard and Shirley are the only choice we have. And I think they would take this very seriously.
All right, call up the insurance company and tell them we'll take the Burleys. I'm going to bed.
Hayden, it's not as simple as that. We have to call up the Burleys first and see if this is okay with them. This is a big decision. For all we know, they may not be interested. Oh, gee.
Well, way to go, Christine.
Well, Shirley said she was going to talk to Howard about it.
Well, apparently they've reached a decision.
This is the greatest honor we have ever had in our entire lives.
They had a bigger panda, but we didn't want to overdo it.
I mean, we've always known how much you mean to us. But now, after Christine's call, to know that we mean the same to you. Well, I just can't begin to tell you what I'm feeling right now.
Howard, let go of me.
Of course, of course. It's just that this is all so moving. I mean, giving us your child.
Well, we're not exactly giving you our child.
Oh, we know. You have to die first.
I still can't believe you picked us. Oh, no. I'm starting to get emotional again. Here, take this for our son. Come on, Shirley. We just want you to know that if something should happen to both of you, we'll take care of Tim every bit as good as you have. Maybe even better.
You know what this means, don't you?
What?
We can never die.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, morning, Coach.
Hey, Aiden.
Hey, Luke.
How's it going?
What are you reading?
There's a medical report. Your insurance got me faxed over. You want to know how you did?
I know how I did. They insured me. You know what personal and confidential means?
You know what a cholesterol reading of 195 means? A young guy like you, who'd have thought?
Jeez, Luther.
I wouldn't get too upset about it.
Why not?
Because your blood pressure's not so hot either.
Get out of my chair, give me that.
Well, Hayden, may I just say thank you.
For what?
For not putting me on the spot. You have no idea how many people name me as guardian to their children simply because I'm wealthy. You and Christine are obviously people of great integrity. Either that or you just didn't think of me. But in any event, I am grateful.
What's she talking about?
Hold on. How do you know about this?
Well, Howard told me.
What's she talking about?
Something personal and confidential.
Howard knows something personal and confidential and I don't.
Howard told you?
Well, yes, Hayden. He's very proud. He put a picture of Tim on his desk.
Tim?
How'd he get a picture of Tim?
Well, it's the same picture that you have on your desk.
Where's my Tim picture? Rosemary, get Howard up here!
Wait a minute. Wait, are you telling me you named Howard as Tim's guardian?
Yeah, so?
Well, so why is it you'd rather die than name me to raise your kid? Answer me that one.
Luth, you know, I'm sure that this was a very hard decision for Hayden and Christine to make, but you know, they've made it, and whatever their decision, I think we should respect it.
Well, yeah, well, you do that, Dauber. And that's easy for you to say. You're still young enough to have a kid. Getting Hayden's was my only chance.
But, Luther, I didn't know you wanted to have children.
He doesn't. He just wants my stuff if I die.
Hey, I am your best friend, Arne. I mean, am I so wrong here? I mean, if something happens to me, I'm going to leave Quincy Jr. to you, even though there are probably people who take better care of him.
I don't want Quincy Jr.
Well, you got him. Chew on that for a while.
You want to see me, buddy?
Hey, yeah, Howard, how come you're telling everybody I made you Tim's guardian?
You have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is just between you and Shirley and me and Christine. It's not public knowledge.
What's that?
Something. Press release. Gotta get to the copy room.
Christine, you are not going to believe what that idiot how Xena and Education Secretary said today. I'll tell you about it later. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Hayden. You're just in time.
Yes, Shirley has a little questionnaire for us.
Questionnaire?
Oh, there were just a few things Howard and I thought we should know in case we had to raise Timmy. Now, where were we? Question number 74. Do you want Timmy to have regular, low, or non-fat milk?
Well, first of all, his name isn't Timmy. It's Timothy or Timothy David or TD. It's not Timmy.
I didn't know you had such strong opinions about things. Maybe we should go through the first 73 questions.
No. Non-fat. Now, please, Shirley, can we just wrap this up?
Okay. Number 75.
Oh, I think I hear someone who wants a bottle.
Oh, Christine, can I feed him? I think it'll help speed up the bonding process.
Yes, sure. Just go ahead.
Christine, we gotta do
something. This is nuts.
Well, I admit they're a little bit obsessive, but they are taking this seriously. I mean, wanting to know our wishes about things makes, you know, some kind of sense.
How would you like Timmy to learn about sex? From school, from us, or from Howard's mother?
Well, she was a nurse.
Regarding contact lenses, how do you feel about tinted versus non? If he loses his lenses, should we replace them immediately or wait a while to teach him a lesson?
Their hearts are in the right place.
Yes, they're kind, generous, sweet people. I hate them.
Look who's here.
Oh. Hey, Timbo, did you have a good nap?
Would you add Timbo to the list of names we can call him?
Knock, knock. Surprise!
Hi, sweetie.
What are you doing, Howard?
Just a record for posterity. Pretend I'm not here.
Well, I'm not good at pretending. Why don't you just leave?
Hey, it's Tim. Hi, little Timmy, Simmy, Bimmy, Limmy. Hello, little Kimmy, Dimmy, Mimmy, Dimmy.
Howard, we'll tell him about the names.
Isn't this a handsome face, Tim? This was your father. And this was your mother. And this is where you lived before the terrible thing happened. And through these windows is the backyard where you used to play. So innocent, so carefree.
Howard, I think that Hayden has had a rough day, and I know I have. Do you think maybe we could do this another time?
Oh, of course. Last thing I would want to do is intrude. Shirley?
I'll leave the questionnaire.
Oh, thank you.
Regarding question number 141, I know it's extremely unlikely that Howard and I would have a cabaret act, but we just wanted to know how you would feel about Tim living out of a trunk.
It's fine.
And don't worry, we'll update this video periodically as long as you both continue to live.
Yeah, we got to get out of this, Christine.
I guess we're going to have to be honest with them.
Why are you always so quick to jump to honesty? Let's just give it a minute and see if we can come up with something better.
Okay. We'll tell them that we've just had a change of heart, that we think that they are the dearest, the kindest, and the sweetest people that we know. But the more we thought about it, when it comes to choosing someone to become Tim's guardian in the event of our death, we thought it would be better if Tim was...
put up for adoption again? Are we expecting anyone?
We never have.
Hayden, Christine, come in.
Wait a minute. Where's Tim?
Luther and Dauber are watching him.
Oh. So, what brings you here?
Well, there's something Christine and I would like to talk to you about and couldn't wait.
Before that, Shirley and I have something we'd like to show you and Christine.
We hope you're excited about it as we are.
It's not quite finished. What do you think?
You made a nursery?
Yeah. Don't you just love it?
When did you do all of this?
Today. Shirley was so excited.
I know you must think we're crazy. But you see, Christine, we never could have children of our own. And I guess that's why we went overboard on everything since you called us.
It stirred up a lot of feelings that we thought were buried long ago. So what did you want to say?
Howard's mother.
What?
Yes, Howard's mother. We've decided that we would like Howard's mother to tell Tim about sex. Good night.
Good night.
What? Are you leaving already?
Oh, yes, that's all I had. Anything else from you, Hayden?
No, that's not for me.
I get the feeling that we have somehow made you uncomfortable.
please, don't feel sorry for us.
Just because we haven't had children doesn't mean we haven't had full lives. Our lives have been rich. What with the needlepoint, the knitting, the decoupage.
The ballroom dancing.
Not to mention the collection.
The collection.
Should we show them?
The people who have entrusted us with their child? I should think so. Oh, we have never shown this to anyone because of its value. And because we weren't sure that people would be able to properly appreciate it. These are like our children.
What are like your children?
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Our Barbie collection.
Oh, my God.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, years.
We subscribe to Barbie magazines. We buy Barbie books and outfits. We take Barbie collecting vacations. We go on Barbie conventions.
Last year, I went as astronaut Ken.
And I went as ballerina Barbie.
But this all started when Shirley bought Beautiful Bride Barbie for her niece as a present, and then we just couldn't bear to part with it.
Actually, there is something that Christine and I would like to tell you.
What?
Well, it's about this Guardian thing. The reason we came over here tonight is because we've had some concerns anyway, and now, well...
Well, what?
Well, yeah. The dolls.
Dolls? What dolls?
These!
What are you talking about? These aren't dolls.
Well, what the hell would you call them?
Priceless symbols of our culture.
These are dolls, Howard! They're Barbie dolls! There's hundreds of them all over the place! I try to be as modern as the next guy. I don't want my son to be surrounded by dolls.
But he wouldn't be.
Of course he would be. This would be his room. He'd be in here all the time. He'd be staring at them. He'd be playing with them.
My God, you think you'd let a child touch one of these?
Okay, so maybe he wouldn't be playing with them, but hell, he'd be exposed to them.
Don't touch that! Do you both feel this way?
Christine?
How often are these conventions?
Come on, Christine, tell me you feel the same way as I do.
If you have a problem with our collection, then you have a problem with us.
This is who we are. We're Barbie people and proud of it.
And if you can't appreciate that, then maybe you had better get yourselves other guardians.
Well... sadly, that's what we were thinking.
Here are Paul and Judy. They can do lots of things. You can do lots of things, too. So that's Paul. That's Judy. Judy can pat the bunny. Now you pat the bunny. Can you believe how soft the bunny is? Hey, I bet I know what else is soft. I bet Tim's nose is soft. It is! It's a soft nose! Yeah. Okay, let's jump ahead to Daddy's scratchy face.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hi.
We're just reading.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
You know, I can remember my mom reading me this book when I was little.
It's going pretty good with Tim, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got along just fine. Yeah, he was terrific. And of course, we got Luther to sleep early, so that helped. Right, Timber? I call him Timber because it's kind of like Dubber.
Timber's fine.
Tom, this may be difficult, and you're free to say no. But if anything ever happened to me and Christine, would you consider being Tim's guardian?
Don't listen to this, Tim. Nothing's going to happen to your mommy and daddy.
That's right, Tim. But just in case.
I can't think of anything I would be more honored to do.
You don't collect anything, do you?
Baseball cards.
Welcome to the family.